Israelis hold national elections in April, and if he's reelected, Benjamin Netanyahu could become the country's longest-sitting prime minister. Netanyahu is facing corruption allegations, but he's still leading in the polls. Bibi is also known as Mr. Security, but someone else is now vying for that title, a political outsider and a former leader of the Israel Defense Forces. Rebecca Collard reports from Tel Aviv.
Former Army Chief Benny Gantz enters his rally in Tel Aviv to cheers from the crowd. Gantz is seen as Benjamin Netanyahu's toughest competition for prime minister in the April elections. Gantz's slogan, Israel First. The chorus of his theme song is, there's no more right or left, just Israel before all else.
המאבק בין שמאל לימין קורע אותנו. ההתנגשות בין דתיים לחילוניים מפצלת אותנו.
The struggle between left and right rips us apart, he tells the crowd. Quarrels between religious and secular divide us. Gantz's new party is called Israel Resilience, and the day after his inaugural campaign event, it nearly doubled in the polls. The increase would put his party second only to Benjamin Netanyahu's right-wing Likud party. Unseating Netanyahu would be extremely difficult, but it's possible by the time of the April election, Netanyahu could be indicted. He's accused of doing favors for one of Israel's biggest telecom companies in return for favorable media coverage. Netanyahu has pledged not to resign, even if indicted. Gantz rallied against corruption this week in a clear jab at Netanyahu. The notion that in Israel a prime minister can remain in office while under indictment is ridiculous, he tells the crowd. Gantz is taking pains to present himself as a centrist, someone who is not on the left, an increasingly unpopular position in Israel. Journalist Gad Harel says decades of a failed peace process have pushed Israelis to the right.
People are, they don't like it. They say left is no good. He's trying to fit no right, no left, because he's going to focus on the center.
Gantz wants to make it clear that he can be Mr. Security. And even before the rally, he released a series of videos themed Only the Strong Survive. This one shows neighborhoods in the Gaza Strip that were destroyed in the 2014 Israeli offensive, which Gantz led as head of Israel's army. The UN says more than 2,000 Palestinian civilians were killed in that offensive. The video boasts that parts of Gaza were returned to the Stone Ages and that the offensive resulted in 3.5 years of quiet. But Gantz's military record comes with baggage here. Outside the rally, a group protests. They blame Gantz for not retrieving the bodies of two Israeli soldiers held by Hamas in Gaza.
This is why we're here, because Gantz was the chief at this time.
Yifat and Mimi's cousin is one of the missing soldiers.
For Israel to be strong, you have to take care of their soldiers.
Back inside, Gantz's supporters say he's honest, another dig at Netanyahu's looming corruption charges. And despite his hawkish videos, he's pledging to talk peace. In another video, he says there's no shame in making peace and asks Israelis, in 25 years, do we still want to be sending our children to fight? It's a departure from the rhetoric of Netanyahu and many other Israeli leaders. At the rally, Albert Sheltel says he doesn't see a big difference between Gantz and Netanyahu.
He's not much different than Halikud. He has the same way of living and political opinion as Benjamin Netanyahu. Very much similar.
Despite the corruption allegations, Sheltel thinks Netanyahu should continue as prime minister. Sheltel says Gantz is missing something important. Civilian political experience.
Yeah, I do admire the gentleman as the best leader of IDF, one of the best ever, but still Israeli politics is too complicated and it's too early for him to see himself in the shoes of Prime Minister of Israel.
Generals are good to salute, he says, but not good to vote for. For the World, Rebecca Collard, Tel Aviv.